The environmental group wants an adjudicatory hearing held to determine whether triclopyr, known commercially as Renovate, should be used in Loon Lake to kill Eurasian water milfoil. The chemical has only been used one other time, in Lake Luzerne, and council spokesman John Sheehan says the results were less than benign.
We saw that the method that was used there and the chemical that were used are similar to what's being proposed here. And in the case of Lake Luzerne, there was a rather significant dieback of a snail that had much higher concentrations of this chemical in its blood system than was actually applied to the lake. So there appears to be some biomagnification going on. At the same time, we also saw that there was leakage of the chemical outside the containment area, and that the curtains that were used for the containment effectively limited the amount of dissolved oxygen in the water. And that has rather significant repercussions for anything that breathes with gills. We certainly weren't pleased with the result when we saw the study when they were finished.
The supervisor in the town of Lake Luzerne says he knows of no one from the Adirondack Council coming there to actually see the results of the use of the herbicide. Republican Jean Merlino says the claims in the council's press release that the chemical, quote, killed alarming numbers of snails and suppressed dissolved oxygen to dangerous levels, unquote, are overblown.
That's not true. If we had 50 to 100 snails in one location, and that was it, and we never saw it again. So I don't know what they're saying. And if somebody from that group wants to call me and ask me the question, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, we had problems. I even had one of my water superintendents was really skeptical, and now 3 years later, I haven't heard a comment from him in years. So our water quality in our aquifers is still good. Water quality in the lake is still good. We still maintain that spot. We still have divers go down to get a few of the plants that are regrowth, but it's so much better. It's 100% better than what it was. You couldn't even row a boat through it at the time when we did it.
Adirondack Park Local Government Review Board Executive Director Fred Monroe finds the timing of the request for a hearing curious.
It's extremely dense in about 4 acres of the treatment area, and it's killing the native plants. One of their arguments is that there is one rare plant in this area, but our experts say that the milfoil is more of a threat to that plant than, you know, this Renovate treatment is. The plan is to do it when the milfoil first starts to appear, which would be in the middle of May. And we believe that there's an ulterior motive on behalf of the council. They know if it's ordered to a hearing, we're going to miss our window to do the treatment this year.
The Adirondack Park Agency Board is scheduled to review the permit request Thursday afternoon. APA spokesman Keith McKeever says the Adirondack Council's request does not appear to meet its criteria to refer to a hearing.
Renovate's highly selective, and it very effectively controls infestations of Eurasian milfoil while leaving large areas of native vegetation unharmed. And it's important to note, too, in this project, the use of Renovate is, you know, one treatment within this plan, and ultimately the town will be utilizing hand harvesting as a long-term treatment once they get rid of the denser beds of Eurasian milfoil.
The Adirondack Park Agency has received 44 public comments regarding the permit request to use the chemical herbicide in Loon Lake. 41 expressed support for the project, while one requested a hearing. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.